I want you to hear the word of the Lord as I begin. There's Acts chapter 2. As I read this, I wanted you to get a sense of the nature and the tone of the first ever church. It was started on the day of Pentecost. Listen to these words. Those who accepted Peter's message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 people were added to them. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and signs were being performed through the apostles. Now, all the believers were together, and they held all things in common. They sold their possessions and property and distributed the proceeds to all as they had need. Every day they devoted themselves to meeting together in the temple and broke bread from house to house. They ate their food with joyful and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. Every day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Well, you've already heard this today, and you'll hear it throughout the year. So own it. We're even going to give you magnets. This is going to prove to be a pivotal year for the future of Trinity, this year and the few years to come, and to lay the foundation. Here's a magnet, Joe. To lay the foundation that Jesus is my Lord. He's the master of my destiny, but also of my daily living. And that the Bible is my guide. That's God's story. That's the Bible. And by faith, each one of us get to play a part in that story. The last two sermons, last week and the week before, were that. Go back and hear them on our website if you haven't yet. But today it's Trinity is my church, and I'm going to talk just a few minutes about that. You know, there's a lot of metaphors for the church. The church is Christ's body, meaning we are, and local churches all over the world are Christ's body. We do what Christ would be doing if he were here today. He is here through us. We are Christ's body. Another metaphor I like to use a lot is the church is like an airport. Huh? Church is like an airport. So you have to go to Dallas. So you get your luggage, you go to Dallas, you go to the airport, you get your itinerary, they prepare you, and then you go to the gate and you go where you need to go. You're totally prepared because of what you did at the airport, but you go. That's the same as church. We're here on Sundays. You're here during the week for small groups or other things, but you don't stay here. Nobody lives at an airport. Nobody lives at a church. You're here to be prepared to go where you're going. Now, many of us bring a lot of baggage with us, but it's here that we're sent to go. Here's the third metaphor. Church is a family. We're all different from each other. I look at you and I think, we don't have anything in common. Yes, we do. We have the same father. We have the same name. We're Christian. We have the same life in Christ. We're a family. We contribute to the common good. We contribute to the common mission. We care for each other. And you do that really well, by the way. Thank you for that. And together as a family, when we come together as a family, it's not just Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is our Lord. The Bible is our guide. The Trinity is our church. But I want to focus just for a couple of minutes on Trinity is my church. The my part. There's indeed a sense of home when I say my. There's a sense of pride in a good way. This is my church. There's a sense of ownership. Now, some of you, as I look out at the congregations every Sunday morning, some of you are fairly new here. I love it. I hope you feel welcome here. If you're fairly new here, get to know the people of Trinity. Get to know the tone of Trinity. Get to know our core values. Get to know what we're trying to do here. We just created another pamphlet. It's on our website as well. It's called, What Does a Trinity Disciple Look Like? What are we aiming for? Grab one of these. So you know what it is we're aiming for in discipling one another. That's what Trinity does. You heard Ty say it several times, you'll see it. We have a completely revamped website, and you'll see it again and again. We don't want to have to do life alone, and you don't have to. That's what Trinity is about. If you're new at Trinity, you will find us generous. You will find us thinking. We're thoughtful. No pat answers here. You'll find us young. You'll find us old. You'll find a lot of men, a lot of women, all with significant roles in this church. We try to say we and them much more than we say I and me. That's important. We keep things pretty real here. We take God very seriously. But we don't take ourselves so serious. We gotta have a sense of humor. Whether it's a staff meeting or congregational meeting, I or somebody often will say, lighten up, would you? It's real here. It has to be. And we're right here. We're right here, huh? We're right here. What does that mean? We keep the main thing the main thing. Jesus is our Lord. The Bible is our guide. The main thing, right here. As I say that, I want to say as well, sometimes folks visit us, and they're here for a while. By the way, if you visit a church, let's say you move and you have to go, give a church 3 weeks. Don't just give it one, give it three, and get a sense for it. People come and visit Trinity, and you know what? Sometimes they come here and we're not their cup of tea. That's okay. That's really okay. Maybe we're not their cup of tea because we're not as politically outspoken as they would like us to be, or we're certainly not as politically partisan as they want us to be. Great, you caught that. That's us. Make sure you know that's us. Now, that's not to say we have our head in the sand when it comes to social issues, either locally or globally. No. We keep the main thing the main thing, and we will always do it. We're not some people's cup of tea because we're not as, for lack of a better word, as separatistic as they are used to. We're not all about rules and regulations, and you can't do that, and you can't wear that. The Bible is our guide, and the Bible will always be our guide, and that's what we want. We rarely talk about us versus them. For some, we're not charismatic enough. For some, we're not reformed enough. For some, we're not Baptist enough. Why? Because we're right here. We want to major on the majors. We want to keep the main things the main thing. And I think, that in this increasingly post-Christian America, in a day where evangelicalism loses its way every day, we want to stay right here. And that's where we'll stay. If you're fairly new at Trinity, I want you to know that. That's who we are. Now, some of you, and I want those of you that are fairly new, like Sue and me, some of you have been here many, many years. Not in the "we never did that before" tone. No, not that tone. But in the "we love this church" perseverance tone. The staying power tone. Perseverance is a really good biblical word. There's a lot of people in this church, get to know them, that have the discipline of perseverance, the loving stick with it quality, perseverance. You need it. You need perseverance in any my. This is my family. Okay, we're not perfect, but I've got perseverance. This is my family. This is my job. Oh, what a drag, you know, sometimes it can be. Perseverance keeps me in my job. This is my marriage, and it's going through a rough patch, but perseverance keeps me there. This is my church, and there are some here that perseverance in a loving way has helped make this church what it is. Some of you don't know, many of you maybe don't know, 12 years ago, Trinity's pastor took his life. And those were tragic and very, very sad days. And many from Trinity at that time fled. I get it. But many stayed. Many of you stayed. Why? Because this is my church. Because this is our church. And in the staying, they, you, helped make Trinity a place of healing, a place of love, a place of unity, a place of perseverance. In the persevering, those who stayed, you who stayed, helped make Trinity a place where God's healing love and Christ's saving grace is daily on display. We've turned this place into a church where individuals and families and children and teenagers can grow spiritually, can ask real questions, can learn life skills, and find shelter in the storm. That too is part of Trinity. And that too is why perseverance is an essential quality to any good organization, especially to a church. And as we continue to be that kind of church, I'm convinced people will beat down the door of this church to come and see what's happening here, to see what real life looks like, not just religious people, but real life, to see what God's really like. It's already happening. Throughout the summer, just so you can put your ear to staff conversations, this service has been really, really full. Second one is still manageable, but this one's really full. To the point of I'm getting uncomfortable. So we as people continue to come, and they're always welcome, absolutely. We're thinking, okay, how do we change service times? Do we ask some of you to go to second hour? You know, what are we going to do? One day will we go to three services? I don't know. One day will we blow down these walls and turn this into a bigger room? I don't know. But I know, in as much as we display and reflect the reality of Jesus Christ into the reality of our lives, people will notice and people will want a piece of that. They'll come. Trinity is my church. One day I'll preach a sermon in Acts 2. Not today. But this is the passage that I read, and I just want you to see this. This is the practices of the church, and you see them on a regular basis happening here. We baptize new converts. Children, if they go through our, in a sense, our confirmation class, we're not going to baptize a three-year-old. We will baptize a child that understands faith and has received Christ. We will baptize children and teenagers and adults, new converts. There's biblical instruction for spiritual growth. The Bible is my guide. In a very real way. Fellowship in the family. breaking of bread. Communion to celebrate the Lord's Supper. We'll do that next week, actually. And praying corporately and individually. That's why there's, throughout this service, there have been scatters of prayer, and there still will be. That's why we just dedicated this room next to us. That's a prayer room. We will have a more specific plan for it, but in the meantime, that's open for you. If you just have a troubled heart and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday and you need somewhere sacred to pray, you can go in there. That's why after every service, we have those from the former and present elder team available for prayer. That's why we have the prayer cards that are available for you every week, and the elders and staff pray for those, praying corporately and individually. Those are the practices of the church. This is the people of the church. And in many ways, what we strive to be by God's grace. So this is the passage that I read. The people in the first generation church, and I think here at Trinity in the 21st century church, are open-handed and generous. Open-handed, I mean like this. Not like this. You're going to squeeze that tithe as much as you... No, like this. And so when Scott showed the slide for our missions, our outside the church, it's, I'd like to see it grow every year, but it was nearly 20% of what that annual budget. That's healthy. You can get better. I'd love to see us one day 50%. I don't know, but it's that. We need God's grace and needs to go out there. Open doors and hospitality. There's a point of the Christian life that is personal. Every one of us needs that. But there's also a point of the Christian life that's communal. Open doors and hospitality. It talked about how they were joyful and simple focused. Joyful. Joy was among them. They ate their food with joyful and sincere hearts. Oh, life's hard. We live in crazy days. God's good, and He's the source of our joy. We will never be a church where Eeyore is the tone. The world would love to make Eeyore our tone. And sometimes we come in here, some of us, because we've had an Eeyore kind of week, and it's, Jesus is my Lord. Don't tell anybody. Joy. Joy. Joy rises above the really hard circumstance. Never to make light of the hard circumstance. But the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's the strength I need. That's the strength we need to live life in a hard world. Joyful and simple. Sincere hearts. No agendas, no hidden agendas. Sincere hearts. And then I love this last phrase it says about them. And they were praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. Boy, that's one of my goals for us at Trinity. Here in Mentor, Lake County, Ohio, wherever you put the ripples of the pond, that we would have a favorable reputation with outsiders. Oh, those people from Trinity, oh, they're really kind. Oh, they're really joyful. They don't seem to have an agenda. They just want to love people and be generous. That's how you have a favorable reputation. Trinity is my church, and we all get to play a part of it. Let me end with some quotes, and I'm done. First is by Rick Warren. You guys know Rick Warren, purpose-driven everything. I'll make a vow to you. I'll never preach with a Hawaiian shirt on. Church is not something you go to. It's a family you belong to. You might not know the name Leslie Newbegin. Leslie Newbegin is a 20th century theologian. He passed away some years ago. He's Scottish. He was a missionary to India for a while as well. And this is a hard quote, so I'm going to tear it apart. What did he say? I'm going to read the first part and the last part and then the middle. Congregational life, stop there, go to the last part, is as much of the essence of the church as our ministries and sacraments. What is he saying? Congregational life, it's that middle part. Every member has an opportunity to contribute to the life of the body with the gifts that they have from the Spirit of God. That's, to him, is congregational life. Congregational life is all of us. We all have gifts. We all have a part to play. We all have a role in this team. We don't come to the theater to watch the show. We are all the show, and God is watching. He's our audience. We are all a part of it. That's congregational life. And what Newbegin is saying is that is as important as the sacraments, which when we do communion, when we do baptism, when we do church, preaching, the Sunday morning, those are all important. But congregational life, all of us participating, that's vital. And then the last thing. Nobody can do as much damage to the church of God. This is Spurgeon, the great Baptist preacher of England from the 19th century. Nobody can do as much damage to the church of God as the man who is within its walls, but not within its life. That's our call today. Trinity is my church. You know, sometimes every capital campaign we've done, we give magnets. You put it on your refrigerator, you put it, so secure the future. Great. It's to remind us to pray for the thing that we're constructing. It's to remind us to give our pledges, fulfill them till next summer. These are magnets. In a sense, for something much more important than a capital campaign. These are magnets for the life of the church. These are magnets for all of our participation in the life of the church. These are magnets that are calling us to own it, to own Trinity, because Jesus is my Lord, because the Bible is my guide, because Trinity is my church. Take one of these. Mike, there's yours. Take one of these. There you go. Put it wherever you put a magnet. Pray for Trinity. Participate in Trinity. Watch God use Trinity and these crucial years to come to secure a foundation for generations to come for His glory. Own it. I'm praying, and we're doing one more song. And then we'll be dismissed. Actually, I'll come back. Let's pray. Oh, Father, all over the globe today, your local churches were meeting to celebrate you, your Son, through the power of your Spirit. We have too. We're here to celebrate what you have done, what you are doing, and what you will do through us here at Trinity, in our homes, in our communities, and in our world. Thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for including us in your work right here. It's a privilege to call ourselves followers of you, to call ourselves Christian people, to call ourselves part of what you're doing here at Trinity. It's a privilege. Thank you that Jesus longs to be our Lord, that you've given us your story through your scriptures, and you've given us a church home to find shelter in the storm and to find an itinerary to be sent to live as we should. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.